Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna, and normally you hear I'm Stephanie, but she's just now getting back from her honeymoon, and so I have the privilege of having Rick Cooper as my co-host today. Rick, welcome to Black Belt Selling.
Thanks, Anna. Glad to be here.
Thank you for coming. You know, I invited Rick to join me today because it seems that everything we do is generated online. We need to generate leads online. We connect with people online. A lot of lead generation happens online. And it's really important to know how to capture the leads that come in so that we can start marketing to them, turn them, build a relationship, and turn them into prospects. Rick is an author, speaker, and a coach. He is the author of Seize Your Opportunities, Marketing Magic, and Extreme Excellence. He works with small business owners who want to generate more leads online and increase sales on the internet. He specializes in working with coaches, experts, and speakers. He helps them leverage their expertise to attract clients online. He has provided marketing consulting and support to some of the top speakers in the world, such as Eric Lofholm and Laurel Langmire. I mean, Rick, your bio is full of wonderful, wonderful things that you do. But I think the part I want to emphasize is that you give content-rich training that delivers high-value strategies focused on helping business owners increase their presence online, generate leads, and increase profits. So thank you for joining me today and especially talking about this super important topic, lead capture pages.
Yes, absolutely. Glad to share.
Yes, well, thank you. And Rick, to be honest, is really a mentor of mine. He helps me wrap my head around all this technology because I love to speak, I love to share, but I don't always understand how to get the technology piece working with me. So, Rick, let's go ahead and start with what is an opt-in page? What is an opt-in page?
Well, an opt-in page is a web page where someone can go out and opt into your email list. So it's all about building your email list. And there are many different techniques that you can use to build your email list. It's just that an opt-in page, also called a lead capture page, a squeeze page, or a landing page, is optimized for doing that because it reduces all the distractions. The challenge that a lot of people have is if somebody just comes out to your website, and if you have an opt-in form on the website, great. But number one, you don't really have that much space. Like if you have a little opt-in box in the sidebar, there's not that much space to actually describe and create desire for what it is that you're offering. The other thing is that people are faced with dozens of different choices. There's all the navigation. There might be links for your blog categories. There are all these things that are drawing their attention. When somebody comes to an opt-in page or lead capture page, the only thing they see is the offer, and the only option they have is to opt in. So that is a best practice online.
Okay, so so if I have like a contact me or join my mailing list, sign up form in a little box, let's say on the right-hand side of my website, it's not nearly as effective as having an opt-in page where somebody, in order to get out of the page, really has to make a decision to join whatever my offer is, and we'll get to the offers here in a few minutes. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, it is. It's more effective. It's not to say that you shouldn't have an opt-in box on your website. It's just to say that you should also have an opt-in page.
Okay, good, good, good. Now, what is the importance of having someone opt in, though? You know, I've opted in for so many things, Rick, and then it seems like my email is flooded with junk mail. And, you know, I can't remember how I ended up on that list. But,
right.
I know people don't want to be doing that to their followers, the people that are opting in. But what is the importance of having someone opt in?
Well, the importance is that it is a permission-based marketing strategy. And the opposite of permission-based marketing is where you just automatically add somebody to a list. So you go to a networking event, you meet somebody, they give you a business card, you go back to your office, you add them to your email list and now you're marketing to them. Well, they didn't really give you permission to do that. So number one, you might run into problems with legal regulations and the Can Spam Act by just adding somebody to your list. But also, it creates a bad feeling. You know, it gives them a bad feeling because now it's like, well, I just met this person and now they're sending me these email messages. So I think you have to look at permission marketing as a way of creating value for people, but also doing it in a way where they've asked for it, where they're interested in the information. And that's a real key there.
Okay. So the key is it's not just taking somebody's information and then starting to market like from a networking event, but really that they're showing a desire to connect with you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And it's all in the marketing, right? It's all in creating curiosity. It's all around making it exciting and interesting for people that you have something to share with them that they would want to know. And it's like, oh, I want this. I want this information because I can see this is going to be a benefit to me.
Right, right, right. That's, you know, something that you and I are working on actually is creating some lead capture pages for my website. And it's just, I like the idea of somebody wanting to be on my list and not feeling, but you don't want to, see the opposite is I'm not sure, if I'm not sure somebody wants on my list, I won't add them. But I definitely want to stay in contact with them, you know.
Right.
So I think a lead capture page is a really fabulous way to get that kind of response from people. Now, here's another question for you. Is a lead generated online better than a lead generated offline? Because we're talking about the two here, online and offline. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it really depends because – if you're talking about offline leads, that could be anything from meeting somebody at a conference or an event. It could be sending out a direct mail piece and having people contact you. So there's, it could even just be picking up the yellow pages and looking for a business to call. So there's going to be a whole range offline of the relationship that you have with a person. So if you met someone, if you paid $10,000 to go to a conference and you met a person there and walked away with their business card, they haven't opted into your email list, but the quality of that lead is probably going to be better than most leads that come in online. So that would be an example. Whereas just like picking up the yellow pages and calling a business, number one, that relationship is cold. You don't know them. They don't know you. You're calling them. They don't know what you're calling for. That is, a bad lead by comparison, but nonetheless, it might lead to business one day. Whereas a lead that's generated online, number one, they found you somehow. Either they already knew you in some way, like maybe so it could be somebody that you originally met in an event. You connected on Facebook. They liked your Facebook page. Now you shared a free offer. They go out to your website and then go opt in. So it could be that type of relationship. Or it could be somebody forwarded an email sharing a free offer that you have on an opt-in page. They clicked through to the page and then opted in. Now they're on your list. So I think, it's always good to evaluate the leads that are coming in and saying, you know, is this a good quality lead or not? And I think that partly that depends on how well the person fits your ideal client profile. Is this a good fit for you in terms of who you're trying to reach? Because you can meet, you can connect with anybody both online and offline. Not everybody is going to be a good fit for you in terms of being an ideal client. And but part of your process, part of your system is to help determine whether somebody is a good fit and then lead them to a next step in working with you.
Right. And that's going to require clarity. I mean, you have to be really clear who you are looking to do business with. And I'll be honest with you, I think a lot of us get, we're so interested in generating leads that sometimes we forget that not every lead is equal. Not every
right.
lead is beneficial, and we can't help everybody out there. You know, I think Eric is a fabulous sales trainer, but he can't help everybody out there. He knows it. you know, you have a very specific market too.
Right.
You work specifically with speakers, coaches, and trainers. And so, but that doesn't mean you're not a resource for people either. So just want to throw that out there.
I have clients that don't fit my ideal client profile, but they're interested in the information that I share, and they get value from it. So you're going to, you know, any business is going to have a mix of clients and customers who are ideal and those who aren't. And it's not to say that you can't serve those who are not. It's just that you don't necessarily, they just come along. You know, your message is out there targeting a specific group of people. And in the process of that, you'll attract other people too.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
The other advantage of a lead capture page versus, say, offline marketing is it lends itself toward automation in terms of building that relationship over time. For example, somebody could opt in on a lead capture page, and that could trigger an autoresponder series, which is a series of email messages which go out over time. Whereas typically, if you generate a lead offline, like going to a networking event, you're going to have to follow up in a manual fashion. You might have like an email template that you use, but you're still going to have to go in, open up your email, copy and paste the template in, customize it, and then send it out. You'll have to pick up the phone and call them. You'll have to, send out a direct mail piece. And again, you know, in a lot of cases, if you get a lead online, you still will have to do some of those other steps manually, like picking up the phone and calling people. But email, and then also getting them over to social media, so now that they're connected with you that way, gives you more of a chance to be able to reach, people in mass. And it's not that you want to do mass marketing, but there is an advantage in being able to communicate a message consistently over time to the public.
Absolutely. I'm starting to consider, you know, how do I do drip campaigns to get people more and more involved in what I'm doing so that I can generate, you know, more income, because ultimately, I found that people value the things you tell them and more likely to follow up when they're paying for it. So it's not just to generate income for me. It's to help them develop accountability and, quote unquote, skin in the game. So this is great for helping to develop that and do, you know, drip campaigns and the like. Now, what would motivate someone to complete a form, though, on an opt-in page? How can they do that?
You have to be offering something that they want. So again, the core strategy here is that you need some type of a compelling free offer. What's going to motivate somebody to opt in is that they're going to get access to some kind of a resource that gives them an answer to a problem that they have. And we'll talk in a moment I'll share some different types of free offers that you can create. But first of all, just think about, what are the problems? What are the challenges that your customer faces? What challenges does your prospect face? What solutions are they looking for? Because when they land on that page, you better have something that really motivates them to want to get that information. Like, yes, I want this. This is what I need right now. I want to fill out that form and get access to it. The good news is that it's free, so there's very low resistance, but it still has to be something that they want. Otherwise, they're going to say, not interested.
Right. Exactly. Well, we're almost to the halfway point of the show, and I wanted to, give you an opportunity to share with people how to contact you. I mean, we're going to talk about something that they can get at the end of the show, but how can they contact you and get some more information? How can they reach out to you and learn more about what you do and the services you provide?
Well, social media is always a great way to reach me. You can follow me on Twitter. Just go to twitter.com/RickCooper. You can also go out and find my Facebook page at facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. And then you can just visit my website at socialmediaoutcomes.com, which has links to all of my social media profiles there, as well as having some freebies or free offers as well.
Absolutely. So his website is socialmediaoutcomes.com. You can follow Rick on Twitter. So you go to twitter.com/RickCooper. You can find him on LinkedIn. Is it Rick C. Cooper or just Rick Cooper on LinkedIn? If you're a LinkedIn.
I think it's just under Rick Cooper. It would be Rick S. Cooper. That's his middle initial, but I think Rick Cooper should pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, if you're a Periscoper, the latest and greatest in social media live broadcasting, Rick, I think I'm mixing your name up with scoping. Rick does live broadcasting. As a matter of fact, Rick will be doing a live broadcast in a little over an hour. And that's another great way to connect with Rick and hear the tips. I mean, you always have such great information on your scopes. And so if we've got people that are doing Periscope, that's another phenomenal way. Plus, you get to see Rick live every day, 5 days a week. So it's a wonderful way to connect with Rick.
Yeah, my Periscope username is the same as Twitter. It's @RickCooper, or you can just type in Rick Cooper and look me up that way.
There you go. So we'll repeat that information at the end of the broadcast in case we have some folks that drop in toward the end. But getting back to lead capture pages. So far we've talked about what a lead capture page or opt-in page is, the importance of having someone opt in, and that is that they are giving you permission to market to them. We talked about whether there's if it's better to generate a lead online or offline, and again, it just depends on a lot of things, but the automation that the opt-in page provides helps you to build a relationship through a drip campaign that will cultivate trust, which will ultimately lead to a sale. And then, of course, we talked about what kind of compelling or having a compelling offer, finding the pain that your client needs to solve, and then creating your offer based on that pain. So now let's talk about what kinds of free offers you can create for people.
Good question. First of all, one of my favorites is a free report. And a free report is kind of like a really small ebook. It's just written information. Usually it's in a PDF format, which is Adobe Acrobat. Someone would opt in on your lead capture page and then be sent to a success page where they can download a copy of your report. And then they save that PDF file to their computer and then they can read it. The average length of a free report is probably going to be in the range of about 8 to 10 pages. And what you want to think about is you want information, kind of one cohesive theme, and you want something really that will help lead to a next step. So you don't want to provide the end-all, be-all solution for all of their problems in a free report. What you want to do, one of the possible things you can do is help to define the problem more clearly so that they have an understanding of what the problem is. And then that can naturally lead to a next step. Because part of what you're going to do in some type of a free offer is to then offer some type of a product. And this is ideal where you could have, for instance, something like an information product. You could sell an ebook or sell an audio program or something else. So a free offer should kind of lead to that next step. And an alternative would be to schedule an appointment. You can use a free offer as an appointment setting tool. I know that's one of the techniques that you teach as part of Black Belt Selling is appointment setting. A second type of free offer is a free audio program. Like some people just naturally find it easy to write. Other people find it naturally easy to talk. So if you find it easier to talk, you might find it easy to create a free audio. You could record it on your phone, on your computer, through a phone bridge line. You just need some way to record it and then turn it into an MP3 file. And that MP3 file then becomes your free audio that people can download. And then the final method would be a free video. And that would be a little bit longer than the type of videos that you would create for YouTube. Like on YouTube, the ideal length is about 2 to 3 minutes. In the case of a free offer, it might be more like 10 to 15 minutes of content where you're sharing information and ideas. And again, it would follow a similar format. Really, all three of these methods really tie into a core concept of online marketing, which is referred to as content marketing. Content is information that adds value, and that's as opposed to copy, which refers to words that are persuasive and influential. So, for instance, the words on the lead capture page typically are copy. They're intended to persuade and motivate someone to opt in. The content, the words in the free report, free audio, or free video are content. It's information that adds value. It's educating people. They find it useful. It positions you mm-hmm. as an expert. It helps to provide some type of a solution for a person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so we've established the value and importance of a lead capture page. And this isn't necessarily just for somebody that's in the speaking, coaching, training arena. I mean, anywhere you are running your business, you want to have some kind of free opt-in in order to get people you want them to opt in so that you can give them more content and place yourself as an expert, whether you're an insurance salesman or in real estate, or you own a coffee shop and mm-hmm. you want to showcase your let's say your cupcakes that you make, your specialty cupcakes. So how many opt-in pages should you have? Kind of sounds to me like one should be enough, shouldn't it?
Not really. Jay Abraham said you need multiple lead generation systems. Eric Laufholm says until you have 10 online lead generation systems in place, you're not done. So that's not to say that you're going to create 10 overnight. You definitely want to have a goal of being able to implement multiple lead generation systems over time. And the reason is that your ideal clients don't have just one problem that they're trying to solve. They may have multiple problems, and some of them may have only one problem. And like, let's just take an example for you. For someone in sales, one of their problems might be that they are having trouble with closing. So you could create a free offer around closing strategies. Someone else mm-hmm. might be good at closing, but they might not be having enough appointments. So you could create a free offer around teaching them about appointments. And then another person might be good at closing and setting and have enough appointments, but they may be good at setting appointments, but they may not have enough leads. And therefore, you might need to educate them about how to generate leads. So those are three different methods right there, are three different needs that people have. And so you would want to have three different free offers which address each one of those specific problems. So I think what you have to do is you have to look at your ideal customers and clients and say, or your prospects, and say, what need do they have? Am I addressing that with a free offer? Do I have anything that really motivates them to want to opt into my email list?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. About how long does it take to create an opt-in page?
Well, I mean, realistically, but it's possible to actually get the whole thing done in a day. I've done that before. But I think for most people, it's probably more realistic to plan out for about 90 days. In fact, what I recommend is that if you want to pursue a goal of creating 10 online lead generation systems, to set a goal of completing one every 90 days. It's not to say that it's going to take 90 days. It's just going to say that you've got other things to do. So you might get it done in, say, 2 to 3 weeks. But you don't want to just do this back to back. You've got other things to do in your business. So every 90 days, if you implemented a new system, that will give you enough time to really kind of think through, plan out, create a free offer, set up the lead capture page, integrate it with your email marketing system, create an autoresponder or autoresponder series, do all of that and implement it. So, Parkinson's law says things are going to take as long as you allow them to take. So if you allow it 90 days, it's going to take 90 days. If you allow 30 days, it's going to take 30 days. If you allow 2 hours, you're going to get it done in 2 hours or pretty close to it.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. How do you get people to your opt-in page? I mean, people don't just magically find you on the internet, do they?
Well, we don't call that magic. We call that Google. So there are ways that you can optimize your page so that Google will send traffic there. But realistically, you need to be proactive in driving traffic to get people to your page, which means you need to post out on social media. You need to send out email messages to let people know. Also, you need to encourage viral marketing by asking people to share. And you can also use organic methods like write blog posts and then include a link out to your lead capture page. That's a great technique. And it's much more likely that Google will send people to a blog post than they will to an opt-in page. Once they're on that blog post, then you could have a link to the opt-in page so they could click to go out there and get access to it. And you can use just hyperlinks on text, and you could also insert a little banner ad, which links out to a lead capture page. And then finally, if you're still not getting enough traffic that way, then you're probably going to want to look at doing some type of paid online advertising, like pay-per-click advertising or PPC, like a Facebook ad, which will drive out from Facebook to your lead capture page where people can go and opt in.
Really quickly, we have less than 5 minutes now, and I want you definitely to make an offer to our audience by the end, part of helping you drive traffic to your lead generation pages. Share a few tips, if you don't mind, about how to create an opt-in page.
Well, I think the easiest way to answer that is just break out the components of a lead capture page. So first of all, the top of the page, you have the option or opportunity to add some kind of a banner image. In a moment, I'll give you a website address to go to where you can see an example of this. But I like to put a nice, a personally branded banner. So I actually have my picture and my name in the banner image at the top. That increases the trust factor, because a lot of people have resistance when they go to a lead capture page because they don't really know who's behind that page. So you can help break down that resistance and build trust and rapport by having your picture on there. Another component is just to have copy on the page, which are words that are persuasive and influential. And included in that should also be a list of benefits. You need to explain how people will benefit from getting access to this free resource. Of course, you also need a headline. A headline is one of the most important things on any kind of either a lead capture page or even a sales page. The headline explains why they're there and what it is that you're offering. You'll also have to have the opt-in box. And I think it's also a good idea to have your photo and bio on the page as well. And then finally, a last best practice or option on a lead capture page would be to include testimonials.
Right. Yeah, I see a lot of them. Sometimes after I've read three or four, I start scrolling down to the bottom. You know, Okay, what do I need to do now to get in? But testimonials are a powerful way to include. What would you consider, just give us a really quick and dirty of best practices?
Well, I think one is not just to have straight text. I think you want to include visuals on there. So a great visual that you can include would be a picture of your specific free offer. So for example, you could hire a graphic designer to create an image of a free report, because a free report is kind of intangible. But if you put a graphic up there, then people can kind of visualize it and they kind of think of it like a book. And so there's a high perceived value of a book. So when you see an image, then it helps to reinforce that this particular free offer that you're sharing here has value. Or in the case of an audio program, you could create a little image of a CD. And even if it's a digital download, the CD still communicates that, oh yeah, this is, you know, something that I can play and listen to and get additional value.
Great. Well, those are fantastic tips. I mean, I've been typing. I'm sure you heard me typing as you've been talking. Mm-hmm. Do you have any additional resources for our audience, real quick, before we have to end our show today?
Sure. I have a free report on 7 steps to create a lead capture page. If you'd like to get access to that, you can go out to my website at socialmediaoutcomes.com/7steps. That's with the number 7 steps. socialmediaoutcomes.com/7steps. Go there now and download a copy of the report.
Excellent. Well, Rick, I know there are people on Facebook who said, I'm going to be on this show because Rick is there. So I absolutely want to thank you for co-hosting this show with me, being my guest co-host. Next week, Stephanie will be joining us, and we're going to talk about some of the things you can do after they've opted in to your email lists, because we want to help you. Our job is to help you master the process of sales so you can make more money, serve more people, and become successful as you want to be. So for Stephanie, I'm Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Have a wonderful week. Again, Rick, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Anna.
All righty. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week on Black Belt Selling. Goodbye.
Bye.
There we go.